In this bulletin, Scott Morrison to meet with the National Security Cabinet over the Taliban's takeover of almost all of Afghanistan. New South Wales records 478 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 8 COVID-related deaths. And Roger Federer out of tennis for months with a knee injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called the takeover of Afghanistan by Taliban fighters a very challenging situation. Mr. Morrison says Australia closed its embassy in Afghanistan in May and moved 430 Australian personnel and their families at that time. The Prime Minister remains coy about Australia's mission to evacuate Afghans who helped Allied forces, but says Australia is still continuing its operation in conjunction with its partners.
Also working with the New Zealand government, I spoke to Prime Minister Ardern last night. The Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is speaking to Secretary Blinken this morning. We are convening again, we did on the weekend, about the work we're putting in and the operations we're putting in. The reason we went there was to stop Al-Qaeda and to prevent the mounting operations from there.
Mr. Morrison is meeting with the National Security Committee of Cabinet today to discuss the next steps. New South Wales has recorded 478 new locally acquired cases and 8 COVID-related deaths. 337 of the cases are under investigation, and at least 91 were in the community while infectious. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the rate of community transmission is disturbingly high.
We had 478 cases of community transmission to 8pm last night, and we can't stress enough how hard all of us have to work to reduce these numbers, to reduce the growth of the spread, and to make sure we're all staying home unless we absolutely have to do otherwise.
More than 1,000 highway patrol officers have started patrolling the streets today in an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus in New South Wales. It's all part of Operation Stay at Home. The mayor of Broken Hill, Daria Turley, says the area should have been placed under lockdown weeks ago.
You know, the more remote you are, the less access to health services. We've been assured that the health services are working very closely. There is a strain on the health service because of the increase of testing, the increase of vaccinations, a great strain. And, you know, we're just all joining everybody across Australia with our fingers crossed.
Victoria has recorded 22 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus. 17 of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks, and 14 were in quarantine during their infectious period. Queensland has gone another day without any new cases. From Friday, essential workers entering Queensland will have to provide evidence of having had at least a first dose of vaccine. And people aged 16 to 59 in Western Australia can now book in for a Pfizer vaccination. To sport, Roger Federer is going to miss the US Open and will be sidelined for what he says will be many months. The 20-time Grand Slam champion says he needs a third operation on his right knee. The 40-year-old hasn't played a match since losing in the Wimbledon quarterfinals last month. The Swiss star then sat out the Tokyo Olympics, saying he'd hurt his knee during the grass court season. The injury setback may further hamper his desire to make another comeback. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 24 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 15. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15 degrees. Hobart, showers and becoming windy, a top of 10. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney, much the same. Newcastle, sunny and 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.